And then someone went,
testing, 1, 2.
I can really taste the bacteria.
What's up, John? What's up, John Burton?
1, 2, 3, 4. Why you can't have a best?
Okay, wait. Let me rewind. John, you're right.
Right. I'm just going to play us in a little bit.
When are you going to tell me we're starting?
We started.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. One time. Mm-hmm. Thanks for doing this, man.
My pleasure.
I appreciate it. What do you do?
That's a good question. So I am the town supervisor of the town of Wappinger. So that's essentially, I'm the chief executive, chief financial, and chief operating officer of the town of Wappinger government. Oversee 30,000 residents, 100 plus employees, $20 million budget. And again, no different than any other chief executive. You're setting the vision of the administration of the town, and we get things done for the neighbors and the people of the town of Wappinger.
Why? you're good looking. You're young. You've got a full head of hair.
Yeah, well, thank you. So what started out when I was 12 years old, I was the town historian of the town of Wappinger.
Okay.
And
I'm listening. I'm just putting another recording on.
And actually, what I would say is before I was 12, I went before the town board of the town of Wappinger to recognize a historical area in the town known as Swartoutville. I loved history. It was something I did on the side. But I did all this research. I found out about this historically important meeting place. Went in front of the town board when I was 12 years old. A few weeks later, the former supervisor called me at home, offered me my position within the office of town historian, and I've been in this building.
At 12 years old?
Yes, New York State's youngest public official.
I've been
in this building ever since, yes.
At 12 you couldn't have, that couldn't have been by design, right?
It was completely by accident, and it was not my intent to get involved in government or politics.
Yeah.
It was a love and passion for history, people acknowledging that, and then it turning into a love and passion for my community. So I served under several administrations. I became the Dutchess County legislator, and then obviously went on to run for the town's top spot, and here I am now as the town supervisor.
Do you like running? Or do you hate running?
I don't like politics. I hate politics. I love the town, and that is what inspires me to do this job every day. That is the vision, going back to getting things accomplished, preserving the quality of life of the town. That's what motivates me. The politics of it is, it comes with every job, right?
Right.
Every job
Yeah.
has politics, so Yeah. it comes with the territory.
I'm by myself, and I have politics, so I get it. I get it, man. Do you aspire for a higher office than this?
Right now.
Or are you going to do this for 40 years?
Right now, no. Right now, I love this job. This is the greatest job, the best job I've ever had. I get to wake up every day and literally improve my hometown, and I have an amazing team that allows me to do that. And so right now, no. I mean, and again, not taking a typical political path. My vision and my sights are set on this town.
Yeah.
And this year is our town's 150th anniversary.
So happy anniversary.
Well, thank you. We have a number of huge events and programs, millions of dollars in capital infrastructure improvements happening. We're doing so much, and we've been able to do so much throughout this administration, and now we're continuing to get things done for the people.
Does it help you having never done anything but this, or does it hinder you having never done anything but this?
Well, it's a balance of both. I have outside perspectives because I have done other jobs. I was not only doing this my
right.
entire life, but this has been a passion of mine. So knowing the institutional knowledge of where the town has been and bringing it forward has definitely helped. Working amongst three different administrations and seeing what has worked and what has not worked has definitely played in our favor.
You're kind of like a perfect storm because you you could probably get from A to B the fastest.
And we did. I say that as humbly as possible, but we hit the ground running the first day of our administration with an amazing team and started executing projects in record time. Last year, 2024, our administration executed a record number of capital infrastructure projects, more than any other administration has done in 20 years at least.
Fantastic.
We restructured our town budget. We eliminated inefficiencies, created efficiencies in policies and procedures. The town of Wappinger, we're a very, a solid town when it comes financially. We made us, even stronger with a number of different financial decisions. We continue to keep taxes low as the most affordable town in this county. But even then, it's a perfect storm of being innovative, attracting the types of development that we want, rejecting the types of overdevelopment we don't want, and having an amazing team to get things done and move forward.
And at a period in your life where you're not cynical, too. That must help.
Well, yeah.
Or am I wrong?
Yeah, I'm definitely not. Again, being here for so long, almost 15 years now, and seeing the different administrations, we still look at things with a fresh perspective. But again, knowing that institutional knowledge and knowing what happened in the past and seeing what has happened in the past and dealing with politics over time, definitely it put something in the back of your head to be mindful of. But we don't let the past define us. We just continue to move forward.
How much of you is concerned with state politics, or do you care at all? Do you?
We get involved when we need to, obviously.
Which is as infrequently as possible.
to balance. Okay. Again, being a chief executive of a town, you have to represent the town's interests.
Right.
All right. The people of the town and things like that, especially when you have a state government that continues to send all sorts of unfunded mandates down to local municipalities. So we have to obviously, make the financial decisions with a number of their unfunded mandates. We also deal with a number of the decisions coming out of Albany that impact our residents and our neighbors.
Right.
And they look to us as elected officials to stand up with them and support them. So when, it is appropriate, we do get involved and as we should. We are a voice to those in our community, and that's the job. Do I like traveling up to Albany and fighting Albany? Not necessarily, but it's the job, and when we need to act, we act.
Sorry for jumping on you. What's an example of an unfunded mandate? This just sounds like an oxymoron almost.
Yeah, so obviously the state of New York has the all mighty power over, every municipality in the state. When it comes to certain things, we do have home rule authority, but for the most part, they can set a law and they have a majority up there. They can get it done. So right now, a big thing is our water and sewer, facilities and treatment facilities. These are solid facilities that were built in the 1960s and 70s. They run well for 1960s and 70s standards. no contamination, no issues, but the state of New York likes to drop those limits or raise limits and things like that and say, all right, that's great that your plant is running at peak efficiency, but we want it to run at 2020 standards now, and we're not going to get any money. So we are very aggressive when it comes to grants, and the state on the other end is resourceful and helpful enough to give us some funding with grants. So it is a two-edged sword that they're mandating us to do something. We ask them for some assistance, and then they do help. But that is an example of an unfunded mandate that, again, we have to, after years of kicking of certain people kicking the can down the road, we now have to make the decisions and try to take some action. So the state does issue different unfunded mandates across the the county and and across the state. So county governments typically have more, unfunded mandates, whether that's DMV, whether that's things like that, social services, towns, we deal with a smaller level, but we still deal with it.
What's the biggest surprise you've had so far?
I have to say, this job is almost to a T what I thought it was going to be. And that's because I was behind the scenes for so long.
Right.
And that's the biggest thing here is, we knew what was going to happen, so the actual job itself is very easy. Mm-hmm. Surprises may be, you know, the politics where, you know, you might be, you know, working with someone one day and everything's all good, and then all of a sudden, you know, their mood changes, and now you're dealing with fighting a new battle. So that could be, you know, the surprise there was when you think that, all right, we're all on a team, we got this done, and then now you have a problem with this little thing, and now you're going to try to hold something up. That's probably the biggest surprise, was not coming in as a team, essentially, but with the political level.
How do you not take that stuff personal?
You can't. You really can't. You know, to quote the Godfather, what do you do? It's business, not personal. Well, you have to continue. You have to continue to push ahead.
I like town supervisors that quote the Godfather. Yeah.
Well, I'm Italian, so
we're in the right spot,
right? And but no, it is. It's business. It's not personal, and that's one thing that I have to remind myself. Otherwise, you will drive yourself crazy in this job.
I would think.
And yeah, you know, it's politics, just like any other job. You have to deal with certain personalities. You have to identify that common goal. Our common goal in this town, and that's what I was elected on, was to preserve the quality of life of those who live here. Stop thousands of high-density apartment units and that over-congest our roads, our schools, so on and so forth. Focus on reinvesting in ourselves, our parks and infrastructure facilities that have been neglected for, you know, two decades. And restore management and accountability to this town hall. And that's what we've done. We restructured the budget and brought out a beautiful new budget that is the most realistic one that we've ever created in this town. And again, in the last two decades, I would dare say. You know, we brought in some amazing folks. And as long as we continue to go down that path, we should be fine. But again, it's just business. You know, obviously when you're a boss, you have to make tough decisions that might not be popular for everyone. But it's in the greater good of the people.
Yeah.
And I won't compromise on those principles. We'll get there on strategy. But the principles, they all have to stay the same. And
right.
As long as we focus on that, I can defend what I'm doing.
Do you hold two counter arguments in your head at the same time, or do you, having being so principled, you just kind of like, I know the course, I know the way we should go.
Well, it depends on the situation too.
Okay,
you know, it's not a one size fits all when it comes to certain things like maybe development. You know, we know what the vision is. We have a comprehensive plan. We have a town code. We know that we're not going to allow X, Y, and Z or waste someone's time or money considering a poor project for the town that does not fit anything, you know, any characteristics or codes. So that's a pretty, you know, cut and dry. I don't want to waste your time and money.
Right.
But otherwise, no, when we're making decisions, there's very often at times I say, look, allow me 24 hours to, you know, ponder this. I'll get back to you. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's a pressing issue. You know, you obviously have to make decisions. But, you know, when we are making decisions day to day, you weigh each one, mm-hmm. you know, and that's what I do. I try to weigh each one objectively and specifically rather than just a one-size-fits-all model.
Is town supervisor, is that a party position?
So it's elected.
Right.
Know, yeah. So I'm So I'm elected by the people of the town of Wapping,
right.
30,000 folks. And yes, you need to, you know,
you have to affiliate with a party.
Yes. To get elected any position in the state of New York.
Okay.
You have to. I like to remind folks that again, on the local level, this is not about Republican versus Democrat issues. This is about your roads, your parks, your infrastructure.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Like, party almost doesn't matter at this level.
Well, the rain doesn't discriminate if you're Republican or Democrat when it's leaking through the roof.
Right.
Or when you have a pothole, you know.
Right.
So the objective is proper management.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's my goal, is keep town of Wappinger as affordable as possible, preserve that quality of life and the characteristics that make us special,
mm-hmm.
and get these projects done. So we're paving a record mile of roads, so just under 8 miles of road this year, which is unheard of in other towns.
Yeah.
You know, again, it's very goal-driven, you know,
right.
priorities right now. That's how we operate rather than
party. I just did this podcast called Cityits. It's about people that come up for, you know,
yes,
the podcast?
Yes, okay. I heard, yes.
Okay. So, and I was making the argument that, if I would want people from the city coming, like I'm more Dutchess County, mm-hmm. but coming up, and I would want them overpaying for my neighbor's house because ultimately they're going to overpay for my house. But that seems counter to what you're saying, where you're saying keep Wappinger as affordable as possible.
So not necessarily. So there is a balance and a misconception to what you kind of said. The idea is, yes, we want people to move here. The people that move up here from Westchester, New York City, Long Island, they're coming up here for a certain quality of life.
Yes, sir.
Right?
I'm one of them.
Exactly.
Coming back.
So, and that's what I'm looking at. So rather than coming in and, all right, there's this 200-acre piece of land. We want to clear-cut it and build high-rise apartments. That's where I say, whoa, no, we don't want to do that.
Right.
Because we don't want to add to the traffic. We don't want to congest schools. And again, we remind folks that currently live here, why do you live here? You live here because it's a beautiful quality of life.
Right.
And folks that are moving up here, why did you move here for a certain quality
right.
of life?
Right. That makes sense. That makes
Westchester
sense.
North. So, yeah. No, I'm not saying, no, we want to freeze in time. That's not necessarily.
Right.
We want to continue to enhance the quality of life of those who live here. That's through new economic development. We have $100 million in new economic development coming into the town, not by clear-cutting open space, but rather redeveloping the vacant parcels, the vacant malls, the contaminated sites. We're redeveloping those.
Right.
And again, even with folks coming in and moving here, we welcome anyone. But you're moving here for certain reasons.
Yeah.
You're going to fill the existing housing stock. Yeah. I meet people all the time, realtors, everyone that come in, and we welcome them. You know, you're moving here because you love our park system.
Right.
You live here because of, you know, train distance, whatever it may be. You're not moving here because you want more traffic.
Right.
You're not moving here because you want to overcrowd the schools or anything right. like that, or eliminate open space. So it's that balance.
You did something I thought was really cool. At the James's Warrior
Thank
Music
you.
Festival,
yes.
you came yeah. and stayed.
Yes.
Like, I would think a town supervisor would come in, make the speech, shake the hands, go to the next thing. But you hung around. You were there like 6-7 hours.
I was there the entire
the
day.
The entire time.
The
okay.
entire day.
Until yeah. Are you?
I turned the lights off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that because you're afraid of your mom, or is it because you're arts? or you seem very arts. You seem like a proponent of the arts.
Absolutely. And that's very important to any community. Again, you're creating a character. You're supporting the people, the culture. That's something that's very important to me. This year, the James's Warriors Music Festival will be played on a brand new stage.
Yeah.
We're building a brand new live performance stage at Rexall Schlotthouse Park. And that shows, again, our commitment to the arts and recreation.
You
and
stole
culture.
My next question.
Damn. Exactly. No, sorry.
No, it's good.
But that just shows right there that rather than, and again, we had some technical issues starting out, but rather than continuing to allow things to fester and decay and fall
right.
apart, And go back to the taxpayers and say, well, we had to raise taxes again, and you can't see anything for your taxpayer dollars. We are lowering taxes. We're being innovative with how we're getting our revenue. And we are reinvesting in ourselves.
Right.
We're essentially taking the money that residents have paid into for years and reinvesting, whether it's these capital projects like Schlotthouse or whatever it may be. But going back to, again, what you were saying, you know, community programs and initiatives are extremely, extremely important to me and to the town because that builds a community.
Yeah.
You know, especially things like James's Warriors, that's very, very personal to me.
Yeah.
James Thomas was a very dear friend of mine.
Oh, was he?
Yes, growing up.
I didn't
yes,
know that. Oh,
yes.
Okay.
So that's the family connection there.
Okay.
Growing up, a very dear childhood friend. So allowing us to recognize his memory and also raise awareness of mental health, raise awareness of suicide prevention, and do it in a way that is bringing folks together,
mm-hmm.
which is essentially what you're trying to do, especially mental health, suicide prevention. You want to bring people together. You don't want them to be alone.
Right.
And do it in such a way that is fun.
That's my kick with it, is
yes,
they're fun.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It brought people together. It was a beautiful, beautiful day, and I'm so excited for this year to continue that music festival. But again, no one wants to go to stuffy fundraisers. No one wants to go and sit and dwell in sadness.
Right.
They want to express what they're going through, which is what happened at that music festival. It was truly beautiful. A number of folks got up and expressed their personal experiences. But again, came together as a group, as a unit, as a family, and celebrated each other and made sure that they were not alone and that everyone had an ear to,
yeah.
rely on.
Yeah.
So
no. Well, I'm stoked you're doing it again this year. Thank you very much.
No, I'm very excited.
Can you get my name on the t-shirt too?
Sure.
Thank you very much.
ask my mother.
I'm working hard on that because it wasn't last year. I'm joking, but I'm like, nah. Joey's on the t-shirt and I'm not. How does that work? What's the biggest advantage Wapitis has?
In regards to what?
In regards to...
I mean, we have many advantages. I just want to know which one I'm talking about.
If I'm selecting a place to live, mm-hmm. What differentiates Wapitis?
I mean, I'd argue again that we have a beautiful setting. Again, location, location, location.
Yeah.
We are an hour 15 minutes north of New York City.
Yep.
Right off the Metro North train line. We are in the heart of New York's Hudson River Valley, so the natural beauty and wildlife that it surrounds us here in this region is paramount here. We're right on the Hudson River. We have beautiful creeks and estuaries and parks. And again, with Wappinger, you have the balance. We're a rural suburban town. So at 30,000 residents, smallest geographical town in this county, yet the second most densely populated town in this county.
Oh, wow.
We have a balance between farms, open space, nature preserves, beautiful agriculture areas, downtown village historic districts, and then the everyday suburban neighborhoods.
So
it's a balance
right.
that you really have everything at the touch of your fingertips here, the tip of your finger, fingers, that you can just go around, enjoy a beautiful meal at one of our restaurants along the Route 9 corridor in the historic district of the village. Too, if you want to get away for a little bit, you want to go into Reese Park or Carnwath Farms, you can go and take a nice nature walk. It's that beautiful balance between the two, and the fact that we're centrally located makes us really stand out.
You know what the Lifted Project is?
Yes. Okay. I was there at the airport when you did it.
Oh, you were?
Yes, you had that. And that was in the town of Wappinger at Hudson Valley Regional Airport.
There you go. Thank you again.
No, of course.
So my vision is I want to get the Lifted Project to be a Super Bowl halftime. I think it would make a really cool Super Bowl halftime. We've seen enough Beyonce.
Yes. Yeah.
I think it would be a great Super Bowl halftime.
That would be beautiful.
But, with nationally known singers but not on rehearsal. What's your Lifted Project Super Bowl halftime goal for Wappingers? Like, something like that everybody's looking at you like, are you crazy?
Well, I mean, a big thing is it ties back into everything we've been talking about today, is enhancing the quality of life, that experience for our residents, and providing those services and programs and improvements to them that they've been paying for all along. The town of Wappinger has a beautiful 99.7-acre estate turned town park on the Hudson River called Carnwath Farms Historic Site and Park. It's home to 7 different buildings that have been decaying for 20 years. The ultimate goal and vision that I have for that is, rather than continuing to invest taxpayer dollars, reach a public-private partnership with an investor, whether that's to operate a boutique hotel out of the mansion that's there, a restaurant, a carriage house that's there, whatever it may be, and turn that into a beautiful destination of arts, culture, history, event spaces, things like that, for the people of the town to enjoy. So that's a big thing. We continue to make progress every day. We're obtaining grant funding to do a number of the infrastructure improvements there. But definitely it's to get Carnwath to be independently efficient of itself and of the town government to be a destination.
Like self-sustaining.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Self-sustaining, yes.
Has this... How much time do I have you for? Because you're a super busy guy.
No, go for it.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay. What are you good at this job that you didn't think you would be good at? Like, what surprised you so? You're like, holy cow, I can actually do that better than I thought I could.
You know, it's managing individuals, and that's the biggest thing. Obviously, again, you're the chief operating officer of many different employees and appointed officials and everything else, and it's bringing people together. And I am truly honored of the respect that they have placed in me, and they show me, because we're able to get things done. But working together and collaboratively, able to, direct crews and different work parties and different initiatives, I can say I'm pleasantly surprised and happy that everyone's on the same page and we're getting things done that way.
Do you think it's because I can kind of smell BS and you don't have any? Do you think that's part of it? Like, you just, like, authentically care?
Yeah, I'm a straight shooter. I'm an open book. Right, yeah. and that goes down to whether that's a developer coming in, a resident, or an employee or an official. It's, you know what I'm thinking. You know what's going on. I don't want to waste anyone's time. I'd rather be to the point and move on. I don't like to talk about things more than a few times. I like to just get it done.
That is so yes. key. That is so key.
We have accomplished projects that have been talked about, that have been shelved for decades. And we've got it. We got them down in our first year. Now we're working on our second year. So we continue to get things moving forward. So I think it's that excitement and that ambition and the fact that we know how to get things done.
Mm-hmm.
Also brings support in as well. Also gets buy-in. Yeah. And we can.
But you also like just genuinely seem to be in love with the place.
I do. I love it. I could have left. Yeah. I could have left many, many, many years ago, and I choose not to.
That's awesome. Do you when are you up for re-election?
This year.
Oh, you are? It's this year.
Yes.
November.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
It's a 2-year term.
Yeah, yeah. Are you you're running?
Yes, I am seeking re-election.
Okay, and so how do we support you? What do we do?
Oh, well, again, you know, continuing to show up to our events that we do throughout the town, continuing to support these capital infrastructure improvements that we're doing. This is a huge year for us in the town of Wappinger. 150 years. We're celebrating Wappinger 150.
Yeah,
and doing a wide variety of different activities, events we've never done before. We're adding additional programs. We're really good thinking outside the box for this year. But by showing support for me, I guess you're showing support for the town and what we're doing. So supporting these events and initiatives and programs going and supporting our small businesses. I encourage everyone to go and, you know, get a bite to eat at one of our many, many establishments or visit one of our many small businesses and just say, look, you know, how did you find out about it? You found out from, I guess, the supervisor and our different initiatives that we're trying to promote. It's not a all about me situation. Yeah. This is just trying to help my hometown, and by helping that, we're helping a lot more people. And if that's their reason for reelecting me, then I'll take it.
Does a 2-year term frustrate you?
Yeah, you know,
I would imagine I'd be like, wait, I haven't even hit 60 miles an hour yet, and I've already.
And that's the benefit of us having the institutional knowledge that we were
able
to jump right in and get a lot done in our first year. But no, you know, when you're running in a 2-year term, you know, again, people are going around the Murray knocking on doors and they're saying, we just saw you. What do you mean?
Right. Yeah.
You know, and it can be challenging for a chief executive that is trying to roll things out. No, I'm not for more government overreach, more government expansion. More, you know, we don't need any more, you know, 90-year-olds in Congress, that kind of thing. But essentially, just allowing for government to operate and take its course
without
political intrusion would be nice every once in a while.
Yeah, and that would be my even if you hadn't done anything, which you have. But even if you hadn't, my argument would be he knows where everything is.
Mm-hmm.
If you elect somebody else, it'll take them the first 6 months to figure out where everything else is.
Yeah.
Then in the back 6 months, they'll have to campaign again. So you're really only getting a year. With Joe, you're getting 23 out of 24 months. And then you got to run some.
Yeah, but, exactly. Yes. No.
But I would think that would be the argument.
Thank you.
If I can condense that into a tagline, I'll call on.
Thank you.
That out there.
I appreciate that.
No worries, man. Are you... You don't have any vision passes for yourself personally?
No, not right now. I mean, you never know what
the
future holds. But right now, no. I love this. But, you know, I like being able to walk down East Main Street and everyone knows my name and I know them.
Yeah.
I like being able to go into a local supermarket and running into people and conversating about the last town board meeting. And explaining different things and seeing firsthand what we're doing to recreate and reimagine these parks that I grew up playing in and turning them into vibrant centers of community. I like that.
Yeah.
And that's why I would love to be here forever. I love this job, you know.
It's got like a 4-year term and four-year terms and then we'll check in.
But, you know, and right now we're getting a lot done and there's a lot of excitement going on in Wappinger. So, right now this is where my heart is. Beautiful. This is where my eyes are set.
Well, thank you for doing this, because you gave a speech at the James's Warrior thing, and I was like, wait a second. This guy, that's a real person in there. And, but also running a town. I've met people who run towns who aren't real people. Mm-hmm. And it was a great speech. It was about doing good and the value of doing good. And it was timed perfectly and blah, blah. And I'm like, wait. And then you hung around all day. And all day I'm thinking, wait a second. This guy actually means what he says and puts his body where the work is and didn't jet. And I just said, I'm just going to keep pestering until I get him on the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wonderful man.
Thank you.
It was really a pleasure to do this.
It's an honor to be here.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm going to go check out that vault thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Thanks.
Thank you.